What is there to worry about? Hey there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I'm coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is a daily podcast, and we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. I'm glad you're with me today. How are you? Welcome. Today our reading is Psalms 63 through 68. I'm calling today's episode, I'm With Him. And because of the missed episodes from last week when I had my little deal in the hospital, we're reading the three missed chapters that we had last Wednesday, and of course we'll read the three originally planned for today. I'll give you an introduction to each chapter, and after we've read them all, I'll have a few comments for you. Today's show notes page is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E154, and as always, I love to hear what you have to say. Let's get started. The title of Psalm 63 is a Davidic psalm when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Commentators have two primary ideas as to when David wrote this psalm. Many believe that it was before he became king of Israel. Others believe it was when he was fleeing Absalom. And still other commentators think that the psalm was written when King Saul was pursuing David. Charles Spurgeon said that the very early church father John Chrysostom tells us that among the primitive Christians it was decreed and ordained that no day should pass without the public singing of this psalm. John Chrysostom was a very early church father. He lived from A.D. 347 to A.D. 407. Psalms chapter 63. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will praise you as long as I live. At your name I will lift my hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches because you are my helper. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. I follow close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who seek to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the power of the sword. They will become the jackal's prey. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will boast, for the mouths of liars will be shut. The title of Psalm 64 is, for the choir director, a Psalm of David. In this psalm, David is pleading with God, and we have no information as to when the psalm was written or the circumstances surrounding the psalm.
Psalm chapter 64. O God, listen to my complaint. Protect my life from my enemy's threats. Hide me from the plots of this evil mob, from this gang of wrongdoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their bitter words like arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent, attacking suddenly and fearlessly. They encourage each other to do evil and plan how to set their traps in secret. Who will ever notice? They ask. As they plot their crimes, they say, "We have devised the perfect plan." Yes, the human heart and mind are cunning. But God himself will shoot them with his arrows, suddenly striking them down. Their own tongues will ruin them, and all who see them will shake their heads in scorn. Then everyone will be afraid. They will proclaim the mighty acts of God and realize all the amazing things he does. The godly will rejoice in the Lord and find shelter in him, and those who do what is right will praise him.
The title of Psalm 65 is, for the choir director, a Davidic psalm, a song. It's rare for a psalm to have both psalm and song in the title. Charles Spurgeon had this to say. The Hebrew calls it a shur and a mizmor, a combination of psalm and song, which may best be described by the term a lyrical poem. In this case, the psalm may be said or sung and be equally suitable. Beloved, this psalm does not tell us when or why it was written, but with its message of thanksgiving and praise and referencing flocks and grains, some think this psalm was written for a harvest festival.
Psalms chapter 65. God in Zion, we praise you and give you what we promised. Anyone can come to you and you will listen to their prayers. When our sins become too heavy for us, you wipe them away. Oh, how wonderful it is to be the people you chose to come and stay in your temple. And we are so happy to have the wonderful things that are in your temple, your holy palace. God, you answer our prayers and do what is right. You do amazing things to save us. People all over the world know they can trust in you, even those who live across the sea. You made the mountains. We see your power all around us. You can calm the roughest seas or the nations raging around us. People all around the world are amazed at the wonderful things you do. You make all people, east and west, sing with joy. You take care of the land. You water it and make it fertile. Your streams are always filled with water. That's how you make the crops grow. You pour rain on the plowed fields. You soak the fields with water. You make the ground soft with rain, and you make the young plants grow. You start the new year with a good harvest. You end the year with many crops. The desert and the hills are covered with grass. The pastures are covered with sheep. The valleys are filled with grain. Everything is singing and shouting for joy. The title of Psalm 66 is, for the choir director, A Song, A Psalm. This is the first psalm since Psalm 50 that is not credited to David. Daniel Cresswell, who lived from 1776 to 1844 and was a clergyman and mathematician, wrote of Psalm 66, "This psalm is said to be recited on Easter Day by the Greek church. It is described in the Greek Bible as a psalm of the resurrection and may be understood to refer in a prophetic sense to the regeneration of the world through the conversion of the Gentiles." Psalms chapter 66. Shout happily to God, all the earth. Make music to praise the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your deeds. Your power is so great that your enemies will cringe in front of you. The whole earth will worship you. It will make music to praise you. It will make music to praise your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done, His awe-inspiring deeds for Adam's descendants. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. We rejoiced because of what He did there. He rules forever with His might. His eyes watch the nations. Rebels will not be able to oppose Him. Selah. Thank our God, you nations. Make the sound of His praise heard. He has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall. You have tested us, O God. You have refined us in the same way silver is refined. You have trapped us in a net. You have laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but then you brought us out and refreshed us. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. I will keep my vows to you, the vows made by my lips and spoken by my own mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you a sacrifice of fattened livestock for burnt offerings, with the smoke from rams. I will offer cattle and goats. Selah. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what He has done for me. With my mouth I cried out to Him. High praise was on my tongue. If I had thought about doing anything sinful, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God has heard me. He has paid attention to my prayer. Thanks be to God who has not rejected my prayer or taken away His mercy from me. The title of Psalm 67 is, To the Chief Musician on Stringed Instruments, A Psalm, A Song. Interestingly, Martin Luther wrote an extensive 5-volume commentary on the Psalms, yet he wrote nothing on this one. It is short, and the writer's desire is to follow God's way, to see salvation from God, and for all the earth to praise Him. Psalms chapter 67. May God show loving kindness toward us and bring good to us. May He make His face shine upon us. May your way be known on the earth and your saving power among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will be fair when you judge the people and rule the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. The earth has given its fruit. God, our God, will bring good to us. God will bring good to us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him.
The title of Psalm 68 is, For the Choir Director, A Psalm by David, A Song. Many commentators think that Psalm 68 is related to a time when the Ark of the Covenant came into Jerusalem, as we read about in 2 Samuel chapter 6. It celebrates the coming of the Ark and God's faithfulness in giving victory to Israel over their enemies and thereby making it possible for the Ark to come to Jerusalem. This is a difficult psalm. Commentator Adam Clark wrote, I know not how to undertake a comment on this psalm. It is the most difficult in the whole Psalter. Psalms chapter 68. God will arise. His enemies will be scattered. Those who hate him will flee from him. Blow them away like smoke. Let wicked people melt in God's presence like wax next to a fire. But let righteous people rejoice. Let them celebrate in God's presence. Let them overflow with joy. Sing to God. Make music to praise his name. Make a highway for him to ride through the deserts. The Lord is his name. Celebrate his presence. The God who is in his holy place is the father of the fatherless and the defender of widows. God places lonely people in families. He leads prisoners out of prison into productive lives, but rebellious people must live in an unproductive land. O God, when you went in front of your people, when you marched through the desert, Selah, the earth quaked and the sky poured in the presence of the God of Sinai, in the presence of the God of Israel. You watered the land with plenty of rain, O God. You refreshed it when your land was exhausted. Your flock settled there. Out of your goodness, O God, you provided for oppressed people. The Lord gives instructions. The women who announce the good news are a large army. They say, the kings of the armies flee. They run away. The women who remained at home will divide the goods. Though you stayed among the sheep pens, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, its feathers with yellow gold. Meanwhile, the Almighty was still scattering kings there like snow falling on Mount Zalmon. The mountain of Bashan is the mountain of God. The mountain of Bashan is the mountain with many peaks. Why do you look with envy, you mountains with many peaks, at the mountain where God has chosen to live? Certainly, the Lord will live there forever. The chariots of God are 20,000 in number, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. The God of Sinai is in his holy place. You went to the highest place. You took prisoners captive. You received gifts from people, even from rebellious people, so that the Lord God may live there. Thanks be to the Lord, who daily carries our burdens for us. God is our salvation. Selah. Our God is the God of victories. The Almighty Lord is our escape from death. Certainly, God will crush the heads of his enemies and destroy even the hair on the heads of those who continue to be guilty. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea so that you, my people, may bathe your feet in blood and the tongues of your dogs may lick the blood of your enemies. Your festival processions, O God, can be seen by everyone. They are the processions for my God, my King, into the holy place. The singers are in front, the musicians are behind them, the young women beating tambourines are between them. Thank God, the Lord, the source of Israel, with the choirs. Benjamin, the youngest, is leading them. Next, the leaders of Judah with their noisy crowds. Then, the leaders of Zebulun. Then the leaders of Naphtali. Your God has decided you will be strong. Display your strength, O God, as you have for us before. Kings will bring you gifts because of your temple high above Jerusalem. Threaten the beast who is among the cattails, the herd of bulls with the calves of the nations, until it humbles itself with pieces of silver. Scatter the people who find joy in war. Ambassadors will come from Egypt. Sudan will stretch out its hands to God in prayer. You kingdoms of the world, sing to God. Make music to praise the Lord. Selah. God rides through the ancient heaven, the highest heaven. Listen, he makes his voice heard, his powerful voice. Acknowledge the power of God. His majesty is over Israel, and his power is in the skies. God, the God of Israel, is awe-inspiring in His holy place. He gives strength and power to His people. Thanks be to God. All right, beloved, let's back up all the way to Psalm 63. It begins with a declaration of devotion. It says, God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. Many scholars believe that this was written by David during the time that Absalom was pursuing him. This is a time when David had been betrayed by those he trusted, of course, and he feared for his life, and he felt all alone. And yet, this is a beautiful psalm of devotion and praise. It's as if David said, God, you are my God. I will have no other. God, you are my God. God, you are my God. The translation I read from today was the Holman Christian Standard Bible, but I have to be honest, I much prefer verses 3 and 4 in the King James, because in 1974, Calvary Chapel's Maranatha Singers had a song called Thy Loving Kindness, based on these verses. I can't read these verses without hearing the song in my head.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee.
This song was from the very first album of the worship music of the Jesus Movement, and the songs from this album were sung for many, many years by churches and youth groups around the world. Matter of fact, I still have my copy of the vinyl album from 1974. But I digress. We were talking about David's psalm, weren't we? He says that at night, as he lies in his bed, he meditates on the Lord. Remember, this is during the time that Absalom is after him, to kill him. But instead of worrying about that, David meditates on the Lord. How many of us lie in bed and worry about the bills, whether we'll be able to keep our jobs or if our kids will be okay, and on and on and on. 1 Peter 5:7 says, Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Easier said than done, I know, but when we put this in context with the way we started, God, you are my God, the focus shifts from us to Him. And then we can, like David, meditate on the Lord. And then dropping down to verse 8, David says, Your right hand holds on to me. The right hand in Scripture represents the hand of strength. And so David is saying that God's strong hand holds on to him. He is safe, and nothing can take him from God's strong grip. That's security, beloved. He talks about how his enemies will be destroyed, but the king, David himself, will rejoice in God. And all who swear by him or who believe in him will boast, for the mouths of the liars will be shut. Those who trust in God will be vindicated, while their enemies will be shown to be liars, and they will be silenced. Beloved, when God is on your side, what is there to worry about? Or as Paul said in Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? What are your thoughts? Leave a comment at lifespringmedia.com/S12E154. Tomorrow we'll read Proverbs 1 through 3.
Boost.
On this date in church history, February 2nd, 1881. The first formal church youth organization was established in the Willingston Congregational Church in Portland, Maine, by the Reverend Francis E. Clark. It was originally called Christian Endeavor, and it became the forerunner of denominational youth fellowships in modern churches. So, were you in a youth group? I was. We've got Willingston Congregational Church in Maine to thank. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, You are holy, righteous, and faithful. You've given us Your Word so that we can know You. You want us to know You, which is an awesome privilege. Thank You for that, Lord. You're a loving, a merciful God who delights not in judgment, but in forgiveness when we accept Jesus as our Savior. I pray, Lord, that today you would bless the LifeSpring family. Thank you for bringing each one here. Be with them today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Send your prayer requests and praises in at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I welcome your comments at lifespringmedia.com/S12E154. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, and please support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.